Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
On the hunt for lost ROI? Chart a course and find hidden profit potential with Acuron Corn Herbicide. It's the only herbicide strong enough to bury competing weeds and help you unearth 5 to 15 more bushels per acre. How's that for hidden riches? Uncover the real value of Acuron at Acuron-Herbicide.com. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide. Always read and follow label instructions.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast. In this episode, we dive into the unsettling case of Jennifer Farber Dulos, who vanished on May 24, 2019. Amidst a divorce and custody battle, her estranged husband, Fotis Dulos, and his partner, Michelle Trokinis, became the center of a shocking conspiracy. Today, we bring you up to the moment coverage from the courtroom as Trokinis faces trial, accused of a role in this presumed murder.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Briefly, if you can explain, please, who are you employed by?
I'm retired from the Connecticut State Police.
And how long have you been retired?
Since April of 2022.
And when you were employed by the Connecticut State Police, did you have a specific assignment?
Yes, I did.
What was that assignment?
I was a detective for the Central District Major Crime Squad.
How long were you a detective with the Central District Major Crimes?
From approximately May of 2013 up until my retirement in April of 2022.
I'm going to draw your attention specifically to May 30th of 2019. Were you a detective with Central District Major Crimes during that time period?
Yes, I was.
Okay. If you could briefly just explain to the jury some of your duties and responsibilities as well as your experience, training and experience.
Okay. So some of my duties and responsibilities, just we would go out and investigate different crime scenes of more serious nature. We would also be responsible for crime scene documentation, mapping, photographs, evidence collection, testifying cases, And that's, you know, some of the duties we would do, interviewing victim suspects.
Thank you. I'm going to draw your attention to May 30th of 2019. Were you working that day as a Central District Major Crimes?
Yes, I was.
And did you have a assignment to go to a, well, I'll withdraw that. What was your assignment that day?
So that day I was assigned to go to a Route 4 quick stop in Farmington to look for some video surveillance.
And what was the, were you aware of the investigation into the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Okay. And was this a request in relation to that?
Yes, I was told that it was in relation to this case. Correct.
Now, did you give that, were you given that specific address to go to, or did you go and find that address on your own?
I was told to go to that specific address.
And around what time did you go?
I don't recall exactly what time, but my report, I'd probably be able to a little bit more accurate with times at that point.
Well, let me ask you this briefly, sir. What was the purpose of going there?
To obtain any video surveillance, we were given some vehicles that Photostoulos was registered to him to see if we can see any of those vehicles driving by those areas at particular times.
What was the vehicle?
So it was a Ford F-150 Raptor, color black.
And were there any other vehicles you were told to look for?
Also a Chevrolet Suburban black.
And you were also given a time and a day to look for?
Yes.
What was that?
So that was on May 24th, between approximately 7 o'clock in the evening till 9 o'clock.
Did you go to the Route 4, I guess, what's the name of the company?
I think it's Route 4 Quick Stop, to the best of my recollection.
Did you go to the Route 4 Quick Stop?
Yes, I did.
And did you review any video surveillance from that area?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, is that video surveillance, well, strike that. Did you watch that on scene?
So we do watch part of it on scene, right, just to see if we see what we're kind of looking for, if time allows. But yes, that one I did watch part of it on scene.
Was the video motion activated or continuous?
Continuous.
And was the time accurate?
That time was very, yes, it was accurate.
It's the state's intention, Your Honor, to offer 66. If I can, Your Honor, there's one photo on 66 that I believe is can be shown by agreement. So I'm going to have you take a look at the screen behind you. Okay. Sir, do you see that map depicted behind you?
Yes, I do.
Is the area that, or the place that you went to that day on May 30th depicted in that map?
Yes, it is.
If you wouldn't mind, sir, please getting up and pointing to where it is. What town is that in?
That is in Farmington.
What type of establishment is the Route 4 Quick Stop?
It's a little, it's a gas station with like a little mini mart inside for snacks.
It had video cameras?
It did, yes.
What, I guess, camera angle did the video cameras portray?
So they had multiple angles, but we were focused mainly, you know, where you could see the entrance and exit and the main road before that travels past that area.
If you could please map out what Route 4 is.
So it's right along there. It continues from Farmington into Westbury. It's Farmington Avenue.
Oh, also called Farmington Avenue?
Yes, it's also called.
Okay. And when you arrived on scene, did you review the video there or did you download it and take it back?
So we, a combination of both. So we did review some video there, and we did see it had evidentiary value, so then we took seize it.
When you say evidentiary value, what do you mean?
We found something that we were looking for.
What did you find?
Well, we did see a black Ford F-150 Raptor drive by on May 24th.
What time did you see that vehicle drive by?
Best of my recollection, I want to say probably approximately 7:13 p.m.
Did you then seize that video?
Yes.
Did you log it into evidence or
get it to the... Yes, log it into evidence.
Okay, you can have a seat, sir.
Thank you.
And this is specifically with respect solely to May 24th.
May 24th, correct.
I'm going to have the state's intention to offer it. I can feel free.
Yeah, no, it's fine. No objection.
If I can, Your Honor, I would say that, sir. If you can, turn your attention just to the screen.
What's the exhibit number, please?
It is 66, Your Honor.
State 66 admitted as a full exhibit.
It looks like there's a utilizing a player, Your Honor, if I may just have one moment. Sir, do you see the screen behind you?
Yes, I do.
Is this the video that you watched and obtained from Route 4 Quick Stop?
Yes, it is. And that was the vehicle that just went by. Okay.
And what time did that vehicle go by at?
19:13 or 7:13.
Is that the vehicle that you
correct.
Stated was evidentiary value?
Correct, yep, the top of the screen, traveling from right to left, black pickup truck.
By the way, you don't know who was driving or anything
that
else?
I could not identify who was driving it, no.
Okay, and you had, at this point, did you have any substantial role in the investigation into Jennifer Farber Duelos' disappearance?
No, it was an assist.
What do you mean when you say an assist?
Western District Major Crime was handling most of the investigation where it occurred, and then when information was developed that some stuff may be up in our area, that's when we helped out in assisting in however we could in that particular area.
And is that why you went to the...
Correct. Yes, stop that day? Our jurisdiction geographically.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Did you go anywhere else?
Yes, I did.
And did you go anywhere else to review or obtain video surveillance?
Yes, I did.
And where did you go?
I also went to Crown Market on Albany Avenue in West Arbor.
By the way, did you go to a third place as well?
Yes, I did.
What was the third place?
That was the Chrysalis Center on Homestead in Hartford.
If I may have a moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, sir, where did you go first? The Crown Market or Chrysalis Center?
Crown Market first.
Okay, let's talk about the Crown Market. What type of place or area is Crown Market?
It's in a busy area. It's a supermarket located in the little plaza next to Starbucks.
And is that, what town is that in?
West Hartford, I believe.
We just saw the Route 4 Quick Stop.
Correct.
In that map, do you recall that map that was up on the screen?
Yes, yes.
Which direction would the Crown Market be?
So you'd have to go west and then north a little bit.
What day did you go?
I went June 3rd, to the best of my recollection.
What information had you received prior to going to that address?
Just the same information as before, looking for the black Ford F-150 Raptor pickup truck during certain time frames.
Okay, I'm going to show you, if you can, the screen behind you. This is the same map you just saw on the other side. Or the other side, I should say, with respect to the Route 4 Quick Stop. Is the Crown Market area depicted on that screen?
Yes, it is.
Where, if you wouldn't mind, if Your Honor, you can get up.
Up top, and then there's a here.
And that, is that a plaza?
It is a plaza. There's like a pretty big intersection there, which is North Main Street and Elm Avenue.
Says Whole Foods Market. Is that one of the markets or?
Something in that area, correct.
Okay. Now this road here, is this, are we still on Route 4?
No, it's Route 44 now, Albany Avenue. Oh.
All right. And what day did you go there?
June 3rd.
Were you given a specific time period you wish to review?
Yes, we were in the same,
approximately the same time frame, about 7 to 9 o'clock.
Were you able to review the video on scene?
Yes, that one I was also able to review on scene.
Was the time accurate?
No, that, according to the cameras, it was 4 minutes fast.
How did you determine that?
So we look at we go to a live shot of how the video surveillance is recording, and then we look at our phone, which is, an iPhone or Android is always accurate. So we basically differentiate the time difference. So that time it was, their recordings were 4 minutes faster than real time. So we call it.
How many cameras were conveyed or contained within the Crown Market Plaza?
There was quite a few, but at least, three that view different angles of the place, two or three. Exterior cameras. There's a lot more inside, but yeah.
Were you only looking at the exterior cameras?
At this time, we were looking for a vehicle, so yeah, we were looking at exterior cameras.
Did you, at that time, go into any of the stores or areas or buildings, I guess, that are in that area?
At that point, no. Just we focused on that one. We saw that they had cameras, and we went in to talk to them. Right.
Are there any other restaurants or, I guess, we see the Whole Foods sign.
Yeah.
Any other buildings and businesses, I guess, is the
So Starbucks is also in that same exact plaza. It's right next door to it. Across the street, there's like a pet supply place, if I'm not mistaken, if I recall correctly.
Did you go into any of those stores or businesses to determine if there were cameras?
We did at some point. We went through a couple of them. Just sometimes people aren't there, managers or otherwise. So sometimes it's followed up by another detective. But
on this day in particular?
Yes.
What day was it?
Yeah, June 3rd.
On June 3rd, did you go into any of those other businesses?
I don't recall on that day, but I remember going into the Crown Market specifically.
Did you obtain video from Crown Market?
Yes, I did.
What video was that?
So that was the video. You can see the parking lot towards Albany Avenue, Route 44.
If I may just have a moment, Your Honor. If I may, Your Honor, state's offering 68. I can go further, but I'm just wondering from counsel if that is going to be necessary. Or
I just want to inquire with counsel for a second.
No.
So, which exhibit number, please?
This is now 68, Your Honor.
State 68 admitted as a full exhibit.
Thank you. Sir, I'm going to show you. If you could look at the screen behind you. Sir, what does that depict?
This is the Crown Market on your right-hand side. Starbucks would be to your left, and that's the parking lot that you come in and out of. And that's the street you can see traffic is Albany Avenue, west to east from left to right.
So if you're going, traveling towards
the
right.
This way, you're traveling into Hartford westbound.
And if you're traveling the other?
You're going back towards Farmington eastbound.
Do you see that, or did you see that Ford Raptor appear on this screen?
Yes.
At what time?
At 19:31 hours.
Now, you indicated this was 4 minutes fast.
Correct.
But it would be the real time.
So 4 minutes, 19:27, so 7:27 real time.
Now, where does he, or where does the vehicle appear on the screen, sir?
You can see it just drive by pretty quickly at the top of the screen there, on the road. Right there.
Same question, by the way. You don't know who was driving or
no,
anything
I cannot
else.
See who was in the vehicle from the video.
Is there another camera as well?
There is, correct. It's...
And if I can, what does this depict?
It's also the parking lot, the main parking lot, where this, it's like a little alcove that goes in this way. Entrance to the store and the storefront for Starbucks as well.
Starbucks would be down that upper
would
left-hand side?
Would be up here, you kind of tuck in to the left towards the road.
And the time conveyed on this scene, please?
19:31.
So if it's 4 minutes fast, what's the real time?
7:27
p.m. Does the Ford Raptor appear on the screen?
I believe I can see it, correct, going by as well. Right there.
And it's pretty far off you.
Correct.
But did you see any other vehicles that match that description from this camera?
No, none that were, it's a pretty specific vehicle.
Oh. And with, do you see that vehicle again?
I do, actually pulling into the parking lot.
What time is this, please?
19:58 hours.
And what time would that be real time?
7:54 in the evening.
Did you see this truck over on the left side?
Yes.
If you recall, we saw that camera angle from the other angle.
Correct.
Are you still able to see anything past utilizing that camera at this time?
No, the truck box basically blocks the whole view of that other camera.
Do you see the Ford Raptor at this point?
Yes.
Where is?
Well,
I will play it.
Yeah. It's now pulling into the parking lot, and you can see it in between the truck and the box coming towards Starbucks.
Thank you. Your Honor, it is 3:15. This would be a good point to stop.
Thank you. What we will do, ladies and gentlemen, is take the afternoon recess until 3:35. Please do not discuss the case.
This Honorable Superior Court is now open and back to session. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please be seated. Thank you.
Did my set keep on? It's not here.
If I may just have a moment.
Yes. We can bring the jury then.
Okay, that's the only one. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. I just want a copy for you. We are ready, Your Honor. I have a few witnesses left for the afternoon.
Thank you. The jury's being brought in now.
Thank you.
How many witnesses do you have?
I have three, Your Honor. They're all small videos.
Thank you. Counsel, stipulate, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
Yes.
Thank you. And you may be seated.
Thank you, Your Honor.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
Sir, when we left off, I believe the video was the Crown Market video?
Yes.
And were you tasked with getting video from anywhere else in this case?
Yes, I was. Chrysalis Center?
Where is the Chrysalis Center?
Located on Homestead Avenue in Hartford.
When did you go to the Chrysalis Center?
Yes, I did.
When did you do that?
That was June 5th, I recall.
Did you watch any video at the Chrysalis Center?
Yes, I did.
How many cameras are located there?
So I, to the best of my recollection, I believe three cameras in total, two or three.
Did you watch all three?
Yes, I did.
Did you find anything of evidentiary value?
Yes, I did.
What did you find?
So once again, the black Ford F-150 Raptor pickup truck.
How many cameras did the pickup truck appear on?
So from the Chrysalis Center, there was actually a set of cameras that recorded almost like in digital stills, like a 1 second. 1 second approximately increments, and then also a continuous camera. So on two different camera or two different angles.
Okay, let's talk about the camera that recorded on the, you said stills?
Correct, yes.
So was that a continuous process or broken up at what intervals?
The best of my recollection, approximately like maybe a 1 second interval or shorter, but it wasn't a continuous like smooth motion. It was like choppy almost. And that's designed like that, the camera.
Did you watch that on scene at the Chrysalis Center that day?
Yes, I did.
Did you observe that same action of still shot after still shot
Correct,
for a time
yes.
period? What time period were you looking at?
So there I was looking at, I want to say, approximately the same time period or so, 1900 hours to 2000 hours, if I'm not mistaken. No, sorry, 17 to 1900 hours.
Okay.
Or 19. Yeah, it's... I apologize. I want to say approximately 1900 hours.
Just in regular time?
Yes, regular time, 7 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And with respect to the Chrysalis Center, who gave you that assignment to go there?
So that was my supervisor at the time.
Was this one of those things that you were an assist to?
Correct, yes.
I'm going to show you, sir, if you can look at the screen behind you. This is picture. It says 3. We have seen this through exhibit 33 before. Do you recognize what's depicted on that photo, that screen?
Yes.
If you could, sir, please go up to the screen.
Okay.
Is Albany Avenue depicted on that screen?
It is.
Okay. And the Chrysalis Center.
Chrysalis Center would be over here on Homestead Avenue, where it intersects with Loon.
Where is Homestead Avenue, please?
Homestead Avenue runs along here.
For the record, that's the bottom road that runs slightly parallel to the Albany Avenue?
Yes, correct.
And Homestead... The Chrysalis Center, if you could again point to it.
Right here.
And that would be in the, I guess, bottom middle left?
Yes.
What camera angles were captured by those video cameras?
This angle from here towards here, and there was also another angle here that captured this intersection.
With respect to the still shot camera, which angle was that one?
That was coming facing east down Homestead Avenue.
What area did it capture?
It captured the area approximately right around here up to the intersection. From Milford Street to Woodland Street and Homestead Avenue.
Did the truck appear on that screen?
Yes, it did.
Did you download that video?
Your Honor, let me object to the term the truck, a truck.
I'm sorry. I completely agree. Did a Ford 150 Raptor appear on the screen on Homestead Avenue?
Yes.
And because of that, did you download that video?
Yes.
Okay. Or still shots, I should say. State would offer it at this time. Do you have any objection to State 67?
May I just inquire real briefly in light of that? Were you able to make any distinguishing notations about that particular truck on the on that video that you watched?
It's a black Ford F-150 Raptor pickup truck with the wider wheel flares and everything, so it's a pretty distinct truck.
Can you say what kind of wheels did it have?
So it's got wheel flares. It's a little bit more aggressive looking than a regular F-150 pickup truck.
But you couldn't tell the license plate?
Oh, no.
Or the occupants or anything like that, right?
Correct.
But it was in the rough time frame, so you decided that's what you would see, right?
Yes.
Okay. I have no objection.
What is the exhibit number, please?
67, Your Honor.
State 67 admitted as a full exhibit.
Now, there are two camera angles on this at the Chrysalis Center, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that was a still image. Now, with respect to the other camera angle, was that a still image as well?
No, that was a continuous.
And did that depict the, actually, if I can, I'll go back to the map. Again, for the continuous stream, where was that camera located?
That's my recollection. It was facing like this direction. We're picking up the side of the building towards the intersection here of Woodland and Homestead.
Now, with respect to the still images, so this is a file starting at, I'm just going to say the last four digits, please, 5299. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you can, so I'm going to click through the next still images. If you could stop me when you see the truck that you found to be value.
Right there, coming into view.
If you can, please just point. Is there a street up there?
That is Milford Street or Milford Avenue. Or the other Milford.
Okay. And I'm going to continue to click through.
Correct.
Is this how you observed it that day?
Yes.
Do you see that truck again?
Yes, I do. It's right at the intersection now.
If you could just point, please.
Right over there.
Thank you.
Now it's making a left-hand turn up Woodland.
Now, when you say distinctive wheel.
Yes.
And what do you mean?
The wheel arches, they protrude a little further out, almost like a mudguard from the truck. With that particular style of vehicle, the Raptor, it's one of the only few that do it factory like that.
Are you talking about the actual aluminum on the car?
It's almost like, it could be plastic, whatever, like over the where the wheel well would be. There's like an almost like an extra like flare to it than a normal pickup truck would have.
Okay.
And that's part of the package for the Raptor.
And this road right here.
Yes.
What road is that?
That is Woodland.
And if you were to continue down this road, does it intersect with anything?
Albany Avenue.
And that other camera. Sir, I'm going to play file two. What is depicted here, please?
So this is the intersection right around here, if I'm not mistaken.
By the way, the upper corner reads the time, 1933. Is that time correct?
Yeah, that time was accurate to real time, yes.
Does the vehicle appear in this intersection or this camera angle?
Yes.
I'm going to play it. If you could please just point out when it does.
Okay. And there it is right there.
And it is turning onto what road?
Woodland.
Thank you. So after Route 4 Quick Stop, Crown Market, and Chrysalis Center, did you go to anywhere else to obtain video surveillance?
No, I did not.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You may be seated.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, as I understand your earlier testimony, you were assigned to look for videos that might show a certain style of pickup, of black pickup truck, right?
Right.
And you watched, what, hours of it or just minutes?
Sometimes hours. I mean, we try to be specific to that certain time frame, the information that we were given. And then we kind of just watch it from there, and everything that resembles that vehicle, we then seize the video.
Did you see in any of those videos any other potential items or vehicles of evidentiary interest that were then ruled out?
No.
So when you were at the Quick Stop in Oakland Gardens and Farmington, how long did you watch those videos?
We try to keep it within a certain time frame, sometimes half hour before, half hour afterwards.
Well, you're saying we try to. I'm asking you what you did.
What I did that day? I generally do a half hour prior to and a half hour afterwards, just to make sure we don't miss anything.
You're saying generally. That, on that day, is that what you did, about an hour before the time they were looking for and a half hour after?
And a half hour on each side.
On each side.
Right.
Okay. And then you obtained that video from the proprietor, or the manager, whoever that was.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to just ask you, there's the videos from the Crown Market, if I recall. One of them, I think that was Exhibit 67, and in one, it shows like a little tiny part of Albany Avenue, and then a truck comes in and blocks it as part of the later video.
Yes.
Is that right? So maybe you could just explain a little bit for the jury what this area of West Hartford is like. So you have Albany Avenue going east and west through that area, correct?
Yes, correct.
It's a major intersection, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
With multi-lanes going in, left lane, right lane, right?
Correct.
There's two gas stations in that intersection, right?
Yes.
Did you also go to those gas stations on Route 44?
Other detectives were assigned to do that.
You did? You
went. I did not know.
Okay. And you went to the Crown Market, right?
Yes.
Did you, the Crown Market is sort of in a larger plaza, correct?
Yes, it is.
The way that plaza is set up, there's some stores on the opposite, so we say to the back of that building, correct?
Correct.
And then there's a much larger, I'll call it a strip mall, shopping plaza with large roofs, you know, tall.
Yes.
I'm not going to look out the window because there's no shopping around here, but, you know, you've got a Whole Foods that's pretty tall there, right?
Yes.
And you've got, in addition to the Whole Foods, you said there's a Starbucks right over there.
Right next to it, correct.
And there's a pharmacy as well, right?
I mean, the best of my recollection, I can't say for sure.
Maybe a bagel place as well, restaurants.
I know there's a pet store, I remember that.
Yeah, pet store
supplies
as well.
Or Pets Plus or something, yeah.
And across the street, there's a Marshalls and banks and all that kind of
yes.
stuff, right? So very built up kind of area,
yes.
right? From the location you were at that intersection, where the Starbucks and the Crown Market is, it's just a couple of minutes down to the area in Hartford that the other detectives were investigating, correct?
Yes.
In fact, I just want to ask, you testified that when you were looking at the Crown Market video, mm-hmm. you said it was off by 4 minutes, is that right?
Yes.
So the time that you actually saw a Ford pickup truck go by for about a second,
yes.
right, was sometime around 7:27, give or take, right?
Yes, correct.
And again, you said it was off by 4 minutes, but it wasn't 4 minutes in exact 0 seconds, right?
No.
So we're approximating, so it's, let's say, 40, but anywhere from 4 minutes and 30 seconds, 4 minutes and 10 seconds, somewhere in that range, right?
Very small.
Okay. And in any event, when you saw the Ford the first time, it was heading towards Hartford, correct?
Correct.
And I'm just going to... And so the time that you calculated, according to your testimony, was 7:27 p.m., right?
Correct, yes.
It was still daytime on May 24th, wasn't it?
Yes.
Right? It was the Memorial Day weekend, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask if you would just call up Exhibit 64. Now, this is a exhibit from a not from the left-hand corner, please. If you could zoom in, please, on the left-hand corner of that image. All right, so this was a witness who came a few minutes before you. You see the time of up at the top where it says 19:31:26, Ford Raptor enters camera view.
Yes.
You see that? So that was just 4 minutes after the video you just testified to, about 7:27, correct?
Correct.
And you had indicated that it came back in your view around 7:54 at the Crown Market, right?
Correct.
So if we're looking again at the next line down on that same image, which is Exhibit 64, this map diagram, it shows 19:50 and 5 seconds, Ford Raptor exits camera view, correct?
Correct.
So that would have been, again, just about 4 minutes between when the camera captured the video of the Ford Raptor and the what we watched at the Crown Market in West Hartford, correct?
Correct.
All right, thank you. And you testified that you observed the Ford pull into the parking lot where the Crown Market was. It was in the distance,
yes.
right? And there was a, looks like a tractor trailer that in the interim had backed in or pulled in, partially blocking the view, correct?
Correct.
But it clearly we could see some kind of Ford pickup truck pull in on the other side of that tractor trailer,
yes.
right? And your testimony was it was heading towards the area where the Starbucks was, right?
Yes.
And the Whole Foods was, right?
I think... Well, just those are only two stores right there in that tiny little plaza. Whole Foods, is you have to go past the intersection.
You do. So if you stop there, there's a Starbucks right there.
Right there. Yeah.
Right? You didn't actually get a camera angle of it, of the pickup truck parking, though, right?
No, I did not.
And you said you did not go in and get any Starbucks video yourself.
I personally did not, no.
Do you know who did?
I do not recall.
Did you report that the vehicle pulled into the Starbucks?
Yes.
And so whoever you told apparently then did the next thing. And
objection.
Well, sustained.
In the Chrysalis video, there's both a video and a sort of stop action, like individual images every second or two, right?
Correct. Yes.
Sort of like the way banks often have it. It's not a continuous flow, it's just a bunch of still images every half a second or second.
Correct, yes.
Now, in the view of the Chrysalis video, did you at any time see the Ford Raptor, other than at the intersection waiting to turn, stop anywhere?
Stop at that time? No.
Did you see the driver at any time in those videos get out of the Raptor?
No, I did not.
Same thing with the Crown Market video. You didn't see the driver get out in those videos that you observed, right?
No, I didn't.
Can I just have a moment?
Yes.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
I have nothing further, Your Honor.
Thank you. Detective, you may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
If I can, Dan DeJesus, please. Thank you.
Can I have a moment with the clerk, Your Honor?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalties of perjury?
I do.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Detective Daniel DeJesus. Last name I spell DeJesus.
Detective, you may be seated.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Sir, by whom are you employed?
Connecticut State Police.
How long have you been with the Connecticut State Police?
A little over 16 years.
What is your current assignment?
I'm currently a polygrapher at the polygraph unit.
How long have you been at that unit?
Coming on 2 years.
I'm going to draw your attention back to 2019. Were you assigned to a particular division within the Connecticut State Police?
I was.
What division is that?
Central District Major Crime Squad.
What was your position within that Central District Major Crime Squad?
Detective at the Troop H Hartford office.
Could you briefly describe some of your training and experience with respect to being a detective with the Central District Major Crime Squad?
Sure. It all starts from upon being hired by the State Police. I entered State Police Academy in November 2007, graduated May 2008, assigned to Troop E in Montville, then Troop K, Colchester Patrol, then applied for and was accepted for detective position, Central District Major Crime Squad. Received on-the-job training, training homicide school out of state, various training classes throughout my 9.5 years in that unit. While in that unit, I was assigned to Troop H in Hartford, Troop I in Bethany, and the Major Crime Squad processing van as well.
With respect to 2019, around the time period of May and June of that year, what troop were you assigned to?
Troop H in Hartford.
Did you, specifically, I'm going to draw your attention now to June 5th of 2019. Did you respond to, or did you assist the Western District Major Crime Squad into the investigation into the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos?
I did.
And how did you assist them?
Specifically on June 5th of 2019, the morning of, I was assigned by my supervisor to report specifically to Valvoline Instant Oil Change at 1249 Farmington Ave in the town of West Hartford and review surveillance.
Was there a specific request for you to review surveillance on May 24th, 2019?
There was.
What were you looking for?
Specifically, reviewing the surveillance to see if there was a black Chevy Suburban with chrome rims and a black carrying case affixed to its roof, and or a black Ford Raptor with black rims.
Who gave you that assignment?
My sergeant at the time, Gonzalez.
Did you go to the Valvoline on Farmington Avenue?
I did, on that day, just before 10:30 a.m.
What time period did you request to look at?
I'm sorry?
Did you request a time period to look at?
I was there with a specific time frame targeted. I don't recall that window, but I can tell you that I know I wasn't there all day. And based on what I found the vehicle in question about 19:20 hours, which is 7:20 p.m.
So around, well, let me backtrack a little bit. Did you watch the video at the location?
I did.
Was the video, how many cameras are there?
So there were 9 cameras, 7 of which faced the inside of the business, 2 which faced the outside, and they were specifically labeled front and side. Of note, they were also, I observed them to be 5 minutes and 9 seconds fast.
So they were fast?
They were.
How did you determine that?
Well, looking at my cell phone, my watch, and the actual time on the computer system itself, compared to the live shot of the surveillance on scene, the 3 aforementioned time pieces were in sync, and the live shot was 5 minutes and 9 seconds late, or fast, rather.
Now, with respect to the camera angles, did you find any camera or video surveillance that was of evidentiary value for you?
I did.
Which camera angle?
Front and side.
What area does the front of the camera, front camera angle, I guess I'll call it, what did that area cover?
Well, front and side both cover Farmington Ave in that town.
Now, Farmington Avenue, what kind of road is that?
It's just a regular town roadway. There are no exits. It just has cross streets, businesses, and residential sites throughout.
And if I may, Your Honor, may I just have one moment?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. 69. Your Honor, the state's intention is to offer 69. I don't believe there's an objection at this point. If I can just play the...
I just like one clarification, however. When you say Farmington Avenue, you're supposed to look road, isn't it State Route 4?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Like,
all right. That's fine. I'm still not going to object.
So States is 69?
Yes, sir.
Admitted as full.
Sir, I'm going to stop it here. If you could take a look behind you.
Sure.
What camera angle is this?
That's the front. Front.
And the road that travels from the top going down to the middle, I guess, what road is that?
That would be Farmington Ave.
If you were traveling towards the, I guess, right side of the screen, is that towards the Hartford area or away from the Hartford area?
I actually don't recall, to be honest with you.
Okay. And did you see a vehicle? You mentioned 2 vehicles that you were of interest to. Did you see a vehicle on the screen?
I did.
Which vehicle was it?
It was the Ford Raptor with the black rims.
If you can, sir, please just let me know if you see it on the screen.
You can stop right there. So that's the vehicle that matched the description of what I was told to look out for.
By the way, you don't know the driver. You don't know how many occupants were in that car, where it came from, or where it was going.
I don't, but if I can circle back with the direction it's going, I do recall it that being eastbound on Farmington Ave.
So eastbound would be towards Hartford or away from Hartford?
Towards Hartford.
Towards Hartford.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm actually going to grab 68 if I can, Your Honor.
Yes.
68. I think you might still have it.
I still have it?
I think so.
Sorry. You have. Thank you. Thank you. Sir, if you can look at the screen behind you. And I'm actually going to draw your attention down here. Do you recognize this map at all?
Other than how it's labeled, I do not.
Other than the what?
How it's labeled. I mean, I can read the map, but.
Okay, so you know, if
I'm not so familiar with the area that I can say exactly where it's at.
Okay, so if I took the words off of it, you wouldn't be able to describe it yourself?
I would not.
Okay, then I'll let it go. Thank you, sir. I have no further questions.
I think I only have one question. You said you were looking for a truck with black rims. Is that what you said?
Yes, black or dark colored rims, yes.
Not silver rims.
The silver rims I did mention before was pertaining to the black Chevy Suburban.
But not to the Ford Raptor?
No.
No further questions.
Just briefly, sir, that's what you were told to go to that day?
Specifically, yes.
Okay. Do you have any independent knowledge or anything like that about the Ford Raptor at issue in this case or anything like that?
I do not.
Okay, nothing further. Thank you.
Detective, you may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And I have one last witness, Your Honor. Christopher Meyer, please. Or Meyer, I should say.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or solemnly and sincerely affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give concerning this case shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or upon penalties of perjury?
I do.
Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Lieutenant Christopher Meyer, CHRISTOPHERMEIER.
And your affiliation?
Connecticut State, please.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you.
May I inquire, Your Honor?
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. Good. How are you?
You are working with the state police?
Yes.
In your current rank?
Lieutenant.
If you could briefly, where are you? What's your assignment?
Central District Major Crime Squad.
How long have you been the lieutenant of Central District Major Crimes?
A little over a year.
Prior to that, what was your assignment?
I had previously been in the unit as a detective.
Could you briefly explain to this jury and describe some of your training and experience with the Connecticut State Police?
Yes. So I was hired by the State Police in May of 2010. Went through the academy. I worked initially at Troop H in Hartford for about 5 years. I applied for the Central District Major Crime Squad and was a detective in the unit for another... about 6 years. I was promoted to sergeant and went back to the road as a patrol supervisor for about 6 months. Came back into the unit as a sergeant, and then was eventually promoted to lieutenant and currently in the unit as the lieutenant.
In 2019, what was your assignment specifically around May and June?
I was assigned to major crime as a detective.
Did you conduct a video surveillance review in connection with a assist to Western District Major Crimes during that time period?
Yes.
Was that with respect to the investigation into the disappearance of Jennifer Dulos?
Yes.
Specifically, where did you go on May 30th, 2019?
I went to a Shell gas station at Bishop's Corner in West Hartford. It's at the intersection of North Main Street and Albany Avenue.
What kind of area is Bishop's Corner?
It's a largely commercial area, busy intersection, several gas stations and commercial stores.
What are some of the businesses that are located in that intersection?
the Shell gas station that I visited. There's another another gas station, I believe, across the street. Some coffee shops, some other commercial type restaurants and businesses in the area.
By coffee shops, is there a Starbucks?
I believe there is, yes.
Now, did you look for video surveillance at that Shell gas station?
Yes.
How many cameras were located there?
I don't remember the total number of cameras, but I had identified two cameras that specifically we were interested in for evidentiary value.
Why were you interested in those particular cameras?
They captured footage of a vehicle of interest.
What was that vehicle of interest?
It was a black Ford Raptor style pickup truck.
Who had given you that information prior to reviewing the video surveillance?
My supervisor had assigned me to go to that location, to the Shell gas station, and directed me to look for video surveillance with that type of a vehicle, and had provided a time frame of about 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the period on May 24th, 2019.
Did you inquire about that particular time period? At the Shell gas station, I should say.
Yes, so I had talked to the gas station attendant that asked if we could review the video. That person showed us where the video was. I went in there and reviewed that time frame, that two-hour time frame, for any footage related to that vehicle description.
When you say review it, did you watch it in its entirety of the 2 hours?
Yes.
While you were at the gas station?
Yes.
Was that between 7 and 9 p.m. on what day?
On May 24th.
Did you find any vehicle that matches the description of the Ford Raptor?
Yes.
How many vehicles or Ford Raptors did you see go through that intersection in that two-hour time period?
There was two instances of that vehicle matching that description.
And what was the first instance? What time?
The first one was about 7:26 p.m.
Well, sir, did you check to see if the time was accurate?
Yes.
And was it accurate?
It was not.
What was the time difference?
It was about the video surveillance was about 24 minutes slow.
How many video cameras did you observe, by the way? There were two, you said?
I don't remember the total number of cameras, but there were two cameras in which we identified that the vehicle of interest was on.
Were they both 24 minutes slow?
Yes.
Your Honor, the state's intention is to offer the video. I don't believe that there's an objection.
No,
state
sir.
70.
State so, 70 will be admitted as a full exhibit.
Thank you, sir. If you can, just take a look behind you at the screen. Show you file one first. Actually, I'm sorry. Hold on. File one. Sir, do you recognize this intersection?
Yes.
What is it, if you could just describe, please? What roads are there?
So that's the intersection of North Main Street and Albany Avenue in West Hartford.
If you wouldn't mind, Your Honor, may he go up and point to the roads? Sir, would you mind please pointing to Albany Avenue?
So Albany Avenue will be this here, and North Main Street will be over here.
The time on the upper right reads 7:02. Now, you indicated it was 24 minutes slow. What would be the real time?
7:26.
Do you see, if you were traveling away from the screen on Albany Avenue towards, from left to right, would you be traveling towards Hartford or away from Hartford?
So if you're going this way, that would be traveling away from Hartford.
And going towards lower, I guess, coming back would be towards Hartford?
Correct.
If you could, sir, I'm going to press play. If you could just point out when you see the vehicle of interest on the screen.
license vehicle coming up right here.
Now, sir, is it picked up at on another camera?
Yes.
At that same time period?
Yes.
What angle is this camera?
So this would be looking south, and this is Albany Avenue here, and this would be, if you're traveling this way, so on the other side of the road over here, traveling this way, you're going to be traveling eastbound towards Hartford.
Is this a continuation of the video screen that we saw just previously?
Yes.
Does the truck appear?
Yes.
If I can, just... And the time says 7:03:18, sir, but is this also 24 minutes slow?
Yes.
So what would be the real time?
7:27.
Did you see the truck again, or a truck consistent with the Ford Raptor again?
Yes.
When was that?
Approximately 8:03 p.m.
On those same cameras?
Yes.
Sir, I'm going to stop this here. I'm pointing to the upper right.
That's
the
vehicle there, yes.
Okay, and it appears to be traveling in the different direction. Again, is that towards or away from Hartford at this point?
This one is away from Hartford.
Okay, this is 7:39. What would that be real time?
About 8:03.
And so this camera, is this the same camera angle we saw previously?
Yes.
And again, the time?
7:39 on the camera, which would be 8:03 real time.
And please, if you do see the Ford Raptor or consistent with the Ford Raptor, if you could just point that out.
And that's the vehicle here.
Now, you mentioned in your testimony there were two times that you saw the truck. Were those the two times?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any other time that you saw a truck consistent with that description?
No.
And you watched the entire 2 hours on scene?
Yes.
Thank you. I have nothing further. Thank you, sir.
Could I just ask the state to go to the beginning of the sure. first video, since she didn't have a copy for it? So this is still. Good afternoon, sir. My name is John Schoenhorn.
Good afternoon.
So, Detective Heyer, if you just look at this image, I just want to be clear. This is the intersection of U.S. Highway 44 and State Highway 218, correct?
Yes.
Both are major thoroughfares. They're not
they're not divided highways, but they're major thoroughfares in the town of West Hartford, correct?
Yes.
A lot of traffic sometimes.
Yes.
Commuter routes into Hartford on 44.
Yes.
The time, as I understand your testimony, going in when we first observed the pickup truck heading towards Hartford, you said was 7:26. Is that right?
Yes.
You said it was off by 24 minutes, or it was 24 minutes slow is the time on the screen, right?
Correct.
Was it exactly 24 minutes and 00 seconds, or was it 24 minutes and some seconds?
I recall it as being 24 minutes. I don't recall if it was exactly to the second, but 24 minutes.
Right. Fair enough, but you're familiar enough with this location because you've worked in Hartford, right?
I have, yes.
So is it fair to say that from here to the area of Albany Avenue in Hartford was approximately 4 to 5 minutes at normal traffic levels?
I'm not familiar with it enough to be able to make that assumption. I don't know exactly how long it would take.
All right. And you were not asked to look at any other exhibits, such as Exhibit 64. I'll just show you. I'm not going to show it to the jury. They didn't ask you to look at this diagram that was prepared by another witness?
No.
Or as to when the vehicle first appeared on cameras in the city of Hartford?
No.
And just to be clear, heading west, the time was approximately 8:03 p.m. heading back in the opposite direction on Route 44, correct?
That's correct.
And the next town after West Hartford is what?
Off the top of my head, possibly Avon.
If I told you maybe Farmington.
Farmington.
Farmington, yep. Avon.
That would make sense, yes.
Okay. And there's a mountain there, Avon Mountain, that you go up and over as you continue along west there. You're familiar with that?
Vaguely, yes.
No further questions.
I have nothing further. Thank you.
Yeah, Lieutenant, you may step down.
Thank you, Your Honor.
That is all I have for the day, Your Honor.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the testimony for today. Attorney Manning, do you have your witnesses scheduled for tomorrow morning?
We do, Your Honor.
At 10 o'clock?
I do, Your Honor.
Thank you. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we adjourn for today. We begin tomorrow at 10 o'clock. As usual, the court will always indicate to you that you should not watch any media reports about this case, and please do not discuss the case with anyone. And please do not allow others to discuss the case with you. Have a good evening.
Could we approach, Your Honor, while the jury's leaving?
There's more to come at the Michelle Troconis trial in the Jennifer Farber Doulos case. The mystery deepens and justice seeks its course. Press subscribe now and stay tuned for more episodes unraveling the truths behind the most perplexing criminal cases from true crime today.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.